Peggy Whitson's nickname is Space Ninja. She was the first female commander of the International Space Station and has spent more cumulative time spacewalking than any other woman. And by the time her capsule landed on Earth earlier this year, she had spent more time in space than any other American, 665 days off this planet. Peggy Whitson joined us from the Johnson Space Center here in Houston and told us what's most surprising about coming back to Earth.
Well, gravity always sucks. It really, really does. It's a big challenge just readapting to feeling heavy again. You know, even my arm feels heavy. My legs feel heavy.
And how does that affect your day-to-day life? Do you walk more slowly? Is it painful?
Well, it's interesting. Even 7 days after I returned from spaceflight, they were measuring my muscle strength. And I was pretty close to equivalent to what I was when I launched. That's because we spend about 2 hours every day exercising. Mm-hmm. The big part of the adaptation when you get back, though, is all those little muscles, you know, in your knees and your ankles that help you with balance. They haven't had to work for, in my case, 9.5 months. And so we do lots of specific reconditioning exercises that try and make them remember how to work.
Do you know what I think I'd miss? Not having things sort of float towards you. That looks like it's kind of fun.
Everything every day here on Earth is based on gravity. And you don't realize it until you don't have it anymore. And it's interesting how your brain adapts to that. But it's funny because your brain still thinks that where my head is up. I always tell the new guys when they arrive and they've lost a tool, the first thing you need to do is like turn your body 90 degrees because then you'll see it and it will have been floating right in front of you and you... It's not where gravity would have put it.
Does it take an emotional toll to sort of readjust when you come back?
I find it very difficult. I think, you know, there's, I always call it the post-flight funk where, you know, I just not sure what the objective is now anymore.